On Active Voices today, we're speaking with author Nell Bernstein about her new book, All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated. Nell, how many American children have a mother or father in jail or in prison right now?
Well, 2.4 million kids, or 3 in every 100, have a parent who's currently incarcerated, and 1 in 10 at any given moment has a parent who's incarcerated on probation or on parole.
Now, these kids haven't committed crimes themselves, but they often suffer a form of punishment. What are they suffering out there?
Well, that's something that many kids said to me, that they felt that they had done something. They felt they were being punished. One young woman said, "I feel like my mother was sentenced to spend her life in prison. I was sentenced to grow up without a mother." And that's the primal thing, is the absence of the parent, which, believe me, they feel as deeply as any other child. And then there's all kinds of other sort of corollary effects. Poor kids get poorer, vulnerable kids get more vulnerable.
When parents are arrested, how do the police and the courts treat them?
Well, the amazing thing about the children, given their numbers, is how invisible they are. Several kids told me stories of having police arrest their parents, take them out of the house, and literally leave the children alone. One 9-year-old spent 2 weeks taking care of an infant in that situation. So it's not really a question of them being mistreated so much as them being completely overlooked by these multiple systems that control their parents and so have a huge impact on their lives.
And drug policy has a lot to do with this, as well as mandatory minimums, but there are all alternatives to sentences out there. What are some of the good working alternatives you've seen to mandatory minimum sentencing?
Well, in each chapter of the book, I try to kind of outline a piece of the criminal justice system as kids experience it, and then also look at a solution or alternative. And, you know, one program that was really interesting to look at was the Drug Treatment Alternative to Prison program in Brooklyn, which is a program run by the Brooklyn DA's office. So it's a law enforcement instigated program where people who would otherwise be facing long sentences for drug offenses instead are put into intensive residential treatment. The people who ran that program talked about what it meant to the kids to see Dad in an environment where he was getting help and getting better rather than seeing him in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, most often getting worse.
Now, even getting to visit your parent who is incarcerated can be an expensive and trying process, but many of these parents who are incarcerated do feel that there's an important parental connection to be made. Can you parent from jail?
Yeah, and it's not just that the parents feel it, but that the children feel it, and that researchers have found that when family connections are maintained, kids do better, and parents are less likely to wind up back in prison after they get out. But it's getting harder and harder for kids to get to their parents. The majority of state prisoners now haven't received a single visit from their kids because prisons are increasingly built out in the middle of nowhere.
Now, if there's one thing that we should change about how we treat the children of those we incarcerate, what should it be? What can we do to make a difference?
Well, you know, I think that we have to begin by seeing them. So I think every time we make a decision about law enforcement or sentencing, from arrest through sentencing, through the conditions of confinement, through policy governing prisoner reentry, we should step back for a moment and look at the impact on kids. If that impact is going to be negative, ask ourselves if there's another way to protect public safety, because that's important to kids and to everyone, that would also preserve families. And if there is, I think we need to do that.
We're speaking with Nell Bernstein about her new book, All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated. I'm Chris Goldstein, and this is Active Voices.